If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Oh, do we have so many things to discuss today?
Slay!
We sure do. We needed a full week to collect ourselves.
Honestly, yeah.
And I am not collected yet.
No, I'm still unsettled.
Unsoothed, rattled, bothered.
Upset.
Well, we are now trauma bonded.
Further. Multiple.
Yes. You know,
add them up.
We thought this was just going to be a fun night out.
I thought this was a classy party.
I thought it was the best fucking night of my life.
It was close.
It was close. But things happened that we will be discussing. But first, the positives. Let's talk about the night itself.
We are, in fact, discussing Bebe Rexha.
As
the
always.
The best fucking night of my life tour. Mm. Came to New York last Sunday.
Pier 17.
Not sponsored.
Sunset vibes on the roof.
Literal sunset vibes. I don't think the weather could have been more perfect.
Beautiful breeze.
It was perfect. It was golden hour. Beautiful sunset. Golden sky, a little pink, just perfect.
A little pink in the eye. Oh, wait a minute. Delete
wow.
that.
Wow.
Delete
Get
that.
Get out of my apartment I was right making, now.
I was making a Drag Race reference and then it hit me. No,
Get out. Get out.
I am submitting my letter of resignation right now.
Miss Coco, you're gonna have to do a little bit more pink in the eye. Well, you concerned about what's going on over here when you need to be worried about what's going on over there with that same makeup you've been running on the runway every single time.
Well, there's no coming back from this.
Anyway, what I was trying to say was that it was like literally perfect.
Yes.
Beautiful breeze. So happy that
so
day.
Chill. The vibe was so chill.
We were all so happy that day. It's actually hard to even imagine how terrible things would soon become.
We also, when we got to the roof, we met a few listeners of the pod.
We did.
Which was It's always surreal to see LO merch out in the wild. Overwhelming. So sweet. So nice. That was great.
Yeah, shout out to Wynn, who had the pink Legends Only cotton candy shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, that was very, very, very sweet. Yes. So shout out to all the listeners who came up.
We did say that it would end up being like an LO meetup at the concert.
Yeah.
As the BB LO Venn diagram is a circle.
Yes. So, anywho.
Anywho.
We are at this event. First time there. Actually really liked the venue a lot.
I love the venue. I saw Avril there. It's great every time. The way you can just get in so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got there and we got there in time for the opener, actually. She did that Carrie Underwood cover.
Yeah, Zolita, right?
Mm-hmm. More on her later.
Yeah.
Which is surprising to say. BB came out like promptly at like 8:37.
Yeah,
It just started.
Yeah.
Hot pink Barbie fantasy. 70s.
Come on, intro.
Farrah Fawcett mothering. She looks so good.
I loved the intro too.
Oh, yeah.
It was the visuals were like, I need more of this.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't even know how to describe the overall theme. It's like space, boobs.
70s, colorful, trippy, bright, hot pink, heart wants what it wants wig, sunglasses, fun, tits out. Vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you actually nailed it. And I do kind of feel like that was the creative briefing that she provided.
Yeah, just like fun and colorful.
Yeah.
And a lot of the like the kaleidoscope references from like that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, she powered through so many of the bops. We were all having a great time.
I took a little puff during Satellite. She was singing Higher Than a Satellite and I was like,
all right, if you say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was great.
She had
an emotional moment. She brought that fan up on stage.
Oh,
that was too much.
It was so cute, though.
The fan was, I think she said she was from El Salvador, and she said that BB's music helped her through things and also like learn English, I believe she said.
Yeah.
Very emotional. And then there was, of course, the twerk competition.
Oh, yeah.
Where New York versus New Jersey, and that arguably began a fight in the crowd, which was maybe a precursor to the events of the evening. I don't know.
There was a fight that happened.
There was an energy after the twerk competition that, who knows, but yeah, all of a sudden it became heated.
Yeah, you just hear being like, security, can you separate them?
Yeah.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little too playful of a New York versus New Jersey vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. New Jersey, well, you were rooting for her. You were definitely rooting for her.
Yeah.
You liked that she hogged to the camera.
Okay, so New York had a sleigh cat suit, but
she's eating it up.
New Jersey had the audacity.
Yeah.
So like they do the twerk contest and then they go back to like their respective sides
of the stage.
But New Jersey was like, nope, and stood in the middle, like next to BB Rexha, and was on the camera. Like that was they had big screens so you could see up close. And I was
it was like Ally Brooke at the award show where she comes up and she like gives the camera.
Literally that. It's literally that. And I was like, you know what? For that, I give you the win because I appreciate
the audacity. Yeah. Yeah, the audacity award goes to New Jersey.
She wasn't the only one with a lot of audacity, though, that night.
No, she wasn't. I guess we should get to it. Break it down. The toss heard around the world.
Yeah. So BB goes into this sleigh finale.
Yes,
set.
We need to like hype up what led to this because
I want to compliment the like the story arc of this show.
Yes.
I will say I would have liked to have heard Visions, but just a little, that's like, you know, side note.
I would have liked to hear I Can't Stop Drinking About You, full out EDM. It's okay. We all have our complaints, but we did hear that later on in the evening. More on that later. EDM set was just phenomenal. And I do, like, truly, the girls behind us especially lost their fucking minds.
Oh, yeah. The Rexars jumped out.
Rexars and Bad Bitches on full 100% mode. I was feeling this whole time, what a redemptive moment, because not that she needs redeeming, but there had just been a viral video on Twitter, like, mocking the crowd being dead. And it was pretty mean. It was
the crowds at her shows.
At her concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're... there was discourse online, and it was just before this concert. And so I saw a wave of people with their hands up, screaming lyrics.
Screaming.
And her and the videos of the crowd, like on The Professional, looked so good. She, that like a fully engaged crowd. it felt really like, damn right, like this is how it actually is. Like, yeah, you are putting on a show and it's great. And so it was such a good moment.
It literally was like when she was like, and you're going to sing the fucking words if you know the fucking song.
And they
certainly did.
We sure did. And I'll say, a few rec stars who had never been to a live BB, one messaged me and was like, is she lip syncing or is she actually that good? And I was I'm telling you, like, since the beginning I've gone to her shows, like, she sounds exactly like the record, if not better, live. Always. The vocal, you really can't argue with it. Like, that, she really sings.
Mm-hmm.
So all the praise to her. And
also, mm-hmm, the speech that she did when she like looked over, because this is in the seaport. So it's the east side of Manhattan. So you can see Brooklyn and the bridge is right behind you. And she did that moment where she shouted out like, oh, I was born over there. And like, to be here now feels so special.
Yeah.
Which is also really sweet.
It was like, she's like, I'm having the best night. This is the best tour date so far. And then it happened. Although I did not catch it.
So, catch it?
Okay, I need to... You could have an AI version of me for the next week's episode. You
know, here's the thing. I feel like she would giggle.
She would.
So...
let's hope so.
Okay.
I would again like to apologize for that Drag Race reference at the start of this episode. Coco, what you need is a little more pink in the eye.
Okay, so she goes into the final song, which is I'm Good Blue, fucking bop. She does the intro and then the drop and everyone's going crazy. Mm-hmm. But at this point, everyone's phone, it's a sea of phones, which after this show, I have something to fucking say. So sea of phones, but everyone's going crazy. Also, I didn't feel like this venue was super packed where I felt like I could like jump and move and like not have to worry about hitting anybody, mm-hmm, or like bumping into anyone. And then she stops and she does this little bit where she's like, okay, we're going to start from the top, but can you guys make me a promise? No phones. I really want to be like, have us all experience this moment, which was so ironic because then she goes into I'm Good Blue again. And I will say that was a fucking moment. Everyone went fucking feral and was screaming and the whole crowd went nuts. And all of a sudden in the final 30 seconds,
truly
the
last second,
boom, she gets hit in the face.
Now, I was, of course, looking at my phone.
The irony of it all is like the fact that she literally just told everyone, put your fucking phones away. And then someone hit her with a phone is like,
it was overwhelmingly ironic during I'm Good. There's a lot of layers there.
Yeah.
So I look up and I see her collapsed. And I thought at first that she had fainted, which, not that it's like okay, but it's more normal in a concert for like if somebody's, maybe she, that had happened. I thought maybe she fainted. But then I heard murmuring about what was that? What hit her? Did you see that hit her? And then I was like, what happened?
I was like freaking out.
Yep. You were about to go to jail, actually. because let me tell you, the first words out of your mouth were like, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to, like, you were ready to fight pretty much from the jump without any further knowledge about what had happened.
Well, I think like because I'm like the oldest of three. So like for me, when something like that happens, like I go into like older brother mode where I am like protective mother and I'm like, what just happened?
I went into dissociate mode where I could not form.
I used to tweet it.
I could not form thoughts. Like you were trying to do live boots on the ground coverage. And I could not come up with words because I was trying to process, did that really happen? Was it bad? Because when I didn't see it myself, and then eventually somebody tweeted footage of it that I got to see, and then I connected in my brain. But the weirdest feeling ever was to have her be carried off the stage, like by her team from the ground, like lifted up and taken. And then everyone's sort of like, weirdly shuffling to the exit, but still a lot of people were holding out hope at the stage that she'd come out again. And then like
it got real really fast.
Yes, because a lot of people realized that a lot of people were like, did you see that? Once everyone was like, yeah, then it became a thing. Nobody came out, and then later on an ambulance came up to the venue, which we saw.
It was like legitimately horrifying.
We then ended up going over to pay our respects to Boiler Room, because we weren't originally going to do that, but we felt like we needed to process
there was
shake
like there was energy that needed
the
to
energy.
Be like Yeah.
It was just unnerving. It was, we witnessed somebody go off at the end of their show, like, in pain, and there was no resolution from it.
No.
And she didn't tweet, and all of a sudden, then as these things happen, you start getting misinformation on the internet, and, you know, BB's mom allegedly told a fan that she needed 3 stitches, so we started reading that stuff. Just as quickly, they had complete footage of the clown who threw it. We also saw that he was pulled pretty much immediately. I loved hearing the girls in the front just being like, that is fucking illegal. You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
So they got his ass real quick. So then my next thought was like, why did this happen? I immediately assumed it was a drunk gay who thought he could get a selfie or a video selfie from the artist and misjudged the throw because he was so drunk. That was my guess.
Same.
Because we've seen fans hand their phone to artists and the artists do that. And maybe that is setting a bad precedent between as far as access to the stage. It was just such a violent toss.
If you want to get a selfie with your fave, buy the meet and greet pass.
Buy the meet and greet, which okay. was canceled. So, well, yeah, we went on over to the boiler and some Slay Queen was standing at the jukebox picking I Can't Stop Drinking About You and Hilary Duff and Miley. We were like, wow, she's a legend. And then she turned around and it was Zolita.
Yeah. BB's opener.
Yeah. So.
Well, I was.
We should.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't know.
Okay. We were rattled.
My head was not clear.
No. And then I'm like, oh my God, were you just at the BB concert? And she was like, I opened for her. And I was like, oh.
There's really no coming back from it.
There's no coming back from that.
No. But
to be fair, she was in a different outfit. We were rattled.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known. I'm sweating.
But you guys ended up having a convo with another friend of ours in the empty bar. And she's really cool. And actually, I like the songs, the bops. So, yeah, we ended up like hitting it off with Zolita.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, still processing because it became... It's like funny that like we were all sort of rattled and then it was like not funny and then it became really serious.
Yeah.
We were just going through like the whole array.
Flashing the memory and rewinding it in my own brain. Mm-hmm. It looked like it hit her eye socket from where because I just saw a white brick hit her like right in the eye socket. So this whole time I'm just like unsettled. And even in the video that someone tweeted, it's not clear. It's like still.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in our brain at this point is like, did someone just blind our fave?
Oh, yeah, because it could have been way worse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad, but it could have been way worse a few inches down. So.
Well, he got arrested. So
he was arrested.
And clank.
But the really unnerving, creepy, awful thing about it is his statement was that he thought it would be funny, which turned this from.
Allegedly, right? Or was that part of
allegedly.
The... That's in the well, no, it's in investigation.
The quote is in there. But yeah, it went from like drunk gay misaiming to like, oh, this is scary behavior.
Yeah, like you did that on purpose.
That's way more terrifying. Should not be in a mass room setting at all or any concert. And then she did the most badass thing you could do in that situation and posted a selfie. Two very graphic depictions of the injury and said, I'm good. She's a fucking badass.
Yeah.
A bad bitch. That, and I will say, I don't forget, but I don't think people know that she's a rock girl. She's done this shit. She toured Warped Tour. She's had, I'm sure, bottles of things thrown at her.
She's a scrappy queen.
I know. She tussles. So,
I mean, even just her story arc in the industry, like, mm-hmm. She's scrappy. Like, she's resilient.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, yeah.
But like a badass, she got right back up and did the next show the second day after and didn't skip anything. I think there were some songs cut, but...
She got emotional, too.
Yeah, she did.
The TikToks.
I would also just be scared. I would be scared that like people think it's a trend or something.
Or that there's going to be someone else to do it again, to go exactly, like, that's what viral I mean. Again on TikTok.
Yeah.
One that really broke me was not from the show immediately after, but the second one after.
Mm.
Did you see the video of her performing I'm a Mess? And she's just fully breaks down and the audience has to pick it up and like finish it for her. And she has the the tape up. Like, yeah. She just completely broke down, and I'm like, ah.
And I think those are tears of fear, because it's like, I would be very scared to get on a stage in front of people again that quickly. I think she's like pushing through. Yeah, I mean, obviously, and also being upset by the injury, but God, people are fucking, amid the pandemic and post-pandemic era, has been just a truly unhinged.
We just talked about this like last week. We were talking about audiences and what nobody we've been knows hearing how to from act. People. And
if people weren't already unhinged, I think it unlocked something in a lot of people. They don't know how to handle themselves in public. It's pretty
bad.
There's
no empathy, like, and no. understanding for the people around you. And
it's a weird time. And at least she powered through, and that's awesome. But I wouldn't have even blamed her, of course, if she was like, no,
cancel
fuck it.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking assholes. RBB. It is crazy that it was our show that we were been talking about for months leading up to.
Yeah, and after she just told everyone to put their fucking phones away.
Yeah, and I was looking at mine.
I honestly want to go to like all phone-free shows from now on out. Like, I really... When even seeing videos of like people yeah. at shows now mm-hmm. after this BB thing, mm-hmm. It gives me this ick.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like,
I obviously am a serial. I record every 5 seconds of it. However, I agree. I love what she did, which was like capture Blue.
Yeah.
For the verse chorus, get the sense of it. And then let's do this one. And I did oblige to that, but I was just looking at my footage when the throw happened. But I like the idea of like, let's get this one for your fucking phones, and then let's do a real one. I loved that idea, actually.
Yeah.
Not that they should do that for every song or anything, but I get it. I'm in a weird place with it, because I do feel like, at the same time, I'm not making my head big or anything, but a lot of people thank me. Like, when I posted Kylie, so many people who couldn't be there like were happy that I like live stream that shit, I guess. But as far as... I don't know, the shitty footage from the back that you're never going to look at again. It's like, maybe just live in the moment.
I have an idea. If anyone would like to invest,
it's called GoPro.
No, I think there's a solution here. I do. I'm not giving it away for free here, but okay. I do think there's a solution.
There's something to be said
that's
about...
That's not like fully taking away people's phones, but I do think that there's a solution here. Also, I think that someone, like one of these artists, needs to have a conversation with their audience and be like, we need to... Like, I just feel like people are going to keep doing shit like this to get, you know what I mean? Like, I fear that it's only going to keep getting worse. Like, someone's going to want that engagement moment. They're just going to, like, rush the stage and be like, I want to propose on stage. You know what I mean?
Well, not even...
Not even, like, 24 hours later.
24 hours later, our Albanian girls are under fucking attack.
And we're going to go to war for them.
We're going to go to war for them. Rita Ora and Dua Lipa are in a bunker somewhere right now. Our Ava Max, who we just saw on the On Tour Finally tour, was performing in LA when a man got on stage and it looked like while being ejected, reached out to her and simultaneously slapped her right across the face, scratching her eye with his finger. And she did tweet immediately after that.
Get a good lawyer.
Yes. And that he's banned from her shows moving forward. Thank God. Then a very quick deep dive into this person's socials revealed that there was something much more involved going on, where it seems he thinks they're married or something to that degree, and it got real scary. So there's a lot happening. Fandom is scary. I had just come off the last episode talking about being anti-fan, because I feel like it can tip into... Obviously, I'm a diehard fan of so many people, but some people think that they know them, that they're their friends or their husbands and wives. Not everybody can handle enjoying an artist and leaving it at that. Some of them think they need to make an impact, literally, and do something destructive. Some people think that they are married and need to stalk them. We have a bunch of that.
Or that they're entitled to a moment.
Entitled to a moment. And
I will say, though, because not to just be like super negative.
Mm.
That Beyonce moment where the fan held the sign and said, like, would you reveal, like, I liked that at least with that, they didn't throw the envelope, like, on, they held it's, a sign.
It's an issue of consent.
Beyonce saw the sign.
Yeah.
She read the sign and then said, okay, can one of you go grab that envelope for me? I'm going to do this. But there was a, like by doing that, you're like not invading
yeah.
the artist's show and ruining like or causing a moment that's going to affect everyone.
No, that's a perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
It asking a question of consent. She says yes.
Yeah.
Allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Same with like Taylor doing the hat giveaway.
Yes.
She comes up. She grabs your hand, like does the bracelet
spot.
Swap.
She knows yeah. where the person is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, this really explains to me why like Bay and Taylor are performing from 500 feet away from these people.
I now get it.
Because if Ava and BB have fan problems, like we've already heard stories. I mean,
yeah, I mean, Taylor had that one incident where people walked up, the guy like grabbed her leg.
Yeah.
The Britney one where the guy walked up during
Circus.
Womanizer. Yeah. Horrifying.
Ugh. Horrifying. It's unfortunate.
Sit in your fucking seat.
Sit in your seat. I mean, there's obviously deeper things going on with these particular people, right? Like they're not.
Right. And yeah, that's
and
different.
It's a different conversation, but it is scary because you can't just scan that at a front desk with the security. Like you can't scan their minds to find out if they are unfit to be in a public setting. It's not as easy as like, because now it's like your phone, like nobody's going to question you bringing a phone in and what you're going to do with it. So it's been a creepy, weird week for pop fans, and we need that to stop expeditiously. Eventually, they're just going to do away with the meet and greets. They're going to do away with like
yeah.
in-person things. Are going to go back to the pandemic and do like the live Infinite Disco.
We're all going to be watching on the fucking Apple VR headsets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If this shit continues.
I don't blame. It's like, Miley, I don't blame you for not wanting to tour.
I mean,
she's got a point. Hopefully this dies down immediately. Yeah, a bad week to be a pop star. Yeah, especially our Albanian pop star community. Especially. We send our love to BB and Ava. Both, by the way, handled it. I mean, Ava just kept going.
Yeah.
So professionalism, even under shitty situations.
I also want to shout out the Discord. If you are a supporter over on Patreon.
Oh, yeah. It exploded as this was happening. Yeah,
I was like, I needed my people. We were all talking on the Discord.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to NPR748, who said, this is our January 6th, to be honest.
Truly.
It really was. And 3D Dorito said, we've had a few. Which,
yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
We have seen and endured so much.
I know.
Yeah.
And the messages being like, check to see if they're a Legends Only fan. And I'm like on the back end.
Oh,
I'm
trust
like,
me, I was real scared for a second there. I was yeah, like, it better not be.
And it's not.
Cancel that membership.
But yeah, like you said, props to BB for powering through the tour. And I hope that she's able to get some like time off and relax. And mm-hmm.
On the plus side, I do think there was also a lot of support, empathy.
Oh, major.
All the celebs in her comments. I was mm-hmm. like, okay. That was pretty cool. She got.
If you didn't know her before, you know her now.
Yeah. Not that I would obviously wish this upon her, but
no,
it's really cool to see that a lot of surprising celebrity love and support. So there's something to be said, a silver lining out of a situation. It's like a lot of people noticed. Anyway, on to the next show.
It's just going to be a little hiccup in the 20 years of BB.
That's right.
You know?
It'll be an interesting episode for sure.
The year is 2023.
VR headsets are taking over.
Oh.
Well, actually, speaking of, what a fun reference. Pivot right here.
Oh.
We did do a 20 years of this particular person.
We did.
Miss Brittany, we actually have some things to discuss.
We do. So I went and saw Once Upon a One More Time on Broadway.
Crazy.
Reference. Yeah. So there is my full hour and a half review over on patreon.com.
Yeah, you told me you talked to yourself for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I was concerned.
I mean, it's like doing a YouTube video.
Yeah.
I've done this before. It just felt like weird.
You got a lot of positive feedback from
it
too. A lot of people are
really,
very into it.
Okay. I was feeling a little rusty, but people were saying that they really enjoyed it.
No, it was honestly, I feel like you need to be bringing this back, this energy
funny.
Back, like weekend chat,
yeah.
all that kind of stuff.
I try to do chain of thought mm-hmm. journal style where it's like, this is what my journal writing is like, where you just kind of go and go and go.
So do you have a one sentence, not summary, but like where do you stand on it currently and all of your thinking about it that like won't spoil it for people who do want to see it?
Oh, so for anyone listening who's like, I don't want to fucking listen to you talk about it for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
My one sentence, maybe three sentences is, if you are a diehard fan like me, your mind will be blown at how they mix and mingle Britney songs into this fairy tale story. And so I am recommending that you go see it because it is literally so fucking mind exploding. I think as a life experience, that's what those are things that we want. It's like something that just like blows your mind. Mm-hmm. If you're a casual fan, I do think that you'll get the references because it is very like there's a couple niche
deep cuts.
Very, very, very few niche references.
Okay.
So if you're a casual Britney fan, you'll get it too. Like it's not anything where you're gonna feel lost.
Right.
So I am giving it my stamp of approval.
Okay.
Not paid off, not sponsored, but yes, I do give it my stamp of approval.
Also,
I've been feeling bad about something, so I just want to say it here because I never know who's listening, and so I always get like scared. But afterwards, I was so mind blown that I took an edible and got chicken fingers. And as I was walking home, I saw Sleeping Beauty on the sidewalk, and I didn't know what to say, so I just got like nervous. But I wanted to tell her that
from
she
the
did
musical,
yeah.
Oh,
like the woman who's
like the character, like
no, the woman who played Sleeping Beauty.
Got it.
And because it's about like the princess. Snow White.
Okay.
And, oh my God, Snow White fucking ate. Rapunzel fucking ate. No, but if you were, I saw Sleeping Beauty on the street, and I was too nervous and felt too awkward to be like, "Oh my God, you did so good." But she really did, like.
That's okay.
Because they would have their like hokey character moments, but then they would go into these Broadway trained vocalist moments where it was just mind blowing. And I was like, chills.
Wow.
Yeah. So for the diehard fans, me sitting there getting chills, hearing Brightest Morning Star on Broadway in 2023, I don't think is a sentence you could have ever told me would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my one sentence.
And you know what? Right after you attended was the official opening night. And it got the Britney seal of approval on Instagram.
And then Justin Guarini talked about how she's been involved.
Right.
By seeing like virtual rehearsals and stuff. Like he also did like
he's
really
great.
Good.
Now that the competition is over, we could say that.
I still voted for Kelly.
I still voted for Kelly. But
yeah.
Nice. Well,
it kind of made me miss like when I used to do like props and stage crew in high school and like build shit.
Maybe they're hiring.
Hey.
Lend a tiny hand.
Oh. I could help, you know, fill in a couple, like, Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You know.
Like a little, some subtle references on the stage. Yeah. Like Vanilla Candles or something like that. Mm-hmm.
The one of the seven dwarves was named Clumsy. Get it?
I think he was already named Clumsy, though.
Well, I know, but
wait,
like,
was
fitting.
He actually? Oh, yeah.
I actually don't know. Was he? They're sleepy, dope. Oh, wait. Where's the...
Boring!
Oh, wait. No. That's not... wait, that's not... That's that meme from Yolanda Fister. Oh, my God. My brain is so fucked, you guys. My brain is fucked after this week. I think it's... let me try to get it right. Pull it up and let me see how many I get.
Okay.
There's Dopey.
Yep.
Sleepy.
Yep.
Clumsy.
Nope. Ugh. There is no Clumsy.
Okay, Dopey, Sleepy.
But props to them then for making Clumsy, because that's funny.
Yeah, I literally thought... Bashful.
Yes. Everyone at home is screaming names right now. Here they are. Or you think you're...
I think my brain might be done. Bashful, Dopey, Sleepy.
We've got Bashful, Dopey, Sleepy, Sneezy.
Oh.
Happy.
Oh.
Grumpy.
Oh.
And Doc.
What does Doc stand for?
He wears glasses and mixes up his words.
Oh.
So I think he's like doctor.
Oh, got it.
I guess so. Anyway.
Oh, he wears glasses?
Yeah.
My type.
Your type. But sure. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a Disney gay, sorry. Like, I was so shook when, like, all the fucking Disney Queens of Pop just, like, ran on stage.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Am I in the wrong theater? Anyway.
Wild.
My review is up on Patreon.
Well, between your review and Britney's seal of approval, it may indeed be my time to go to Broadway.
I think you have to.
I think I have to for Brightest Morning Star on Broadway.
I did text you at intermission. I said you would probably throw yourself off the balcony.
You did say that.
But after I settled, I'm like, yeah.
I think
you have a couple months.
You can squeeze it in. I might have to do it.
I would go back again.
Wow.
Because now that I'm like, I'll take an edible at the beginning of the show.
And you never know, the they might have tweaked even further.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's not the only Britney news this week, actually.
No.
We had quite the leak.
Yeah.
A very historic leak, in fact.
Historic.
The 2003 MTV Video Music Awards performance with Madonna and Christina Aguilera. Rehearsal footage, much rumored, speculated, pondered about, but never leaked in full, has arrived. And it's pretty extraordinary. It's just so jarring to see the same performance with Britney in casual wear.
Yeah. And like casual rehearsal wear.
Like makeup free or less makeup too. Like they're pretty like fresh faced. Wild. The mic, you hear different vocals.
Mm-hmm. We got a little extra ha with Xtina.
Oh my God, the extra ha.
The
true ha.
Casual look is the little casual pony with it. I'm obsessed.
Oh yeah.
And Britney's casual little sweater look was so obsessed.
Very her. I think my greatest standout things about it were, number one, thinking to myself, oh my God, they absolutely nailed this because it looks identical to the rehearsal. Better live, obviously, the final version, but like, what professionals? Like, it was pretty much down to a T perfect.
This was a show.
They were like, oh shit. Like, they were like catching themselves, like running into each other a little bit and laughing. But for the most part, they were completely spot on with how it turned out. I will also say that because the kiss happened in the rehearsal, it does pop a hole in some of their stories.
You lied. You lied. $29. If you know that reference.
But you know what? It was of the time where it made it more special to be like, oh, we just, in the moment, we decided to kiss right there on the spot. Like, it's part of the mystique and the mystery, the myth of this performance. It is exactly as they performed it, the same kiss, the same way. So it wasn't that impromptu.
It also makes, I mean, I don't think I could love Britney and Christina more than I already do, but the fact that it wasn't impromptu, they knew it there. Like, it makes me love it even more.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah.
They agreed to the story of it. Me too. It adds to the mythology.
I'm a little bummed that the Justin Timberlake frame took away from, because in the rehearsal.
We talked about in the pod too.
Yeah. Like,
you don't get that full effect.
No.
I think
MTV, if you're listening,
yeah,
recut that performance.
Yeah, we've got our feet on your neck.
Yeah. Give us like a crowd-free reaction moment.
Yeah.
Even though that is iconic.
It's iconic for what it was, but like, now let's see how it looked.
Yeah.
In full.
You know?
No cutaways. Agreed. I think the headlines would have been a lot different or looked different possibly if we didn't get the cutaway because it was such an afterthought in the final product. Maybe not, but I don't know.
Well, it's live.
It might have
so
looked
it was
different.
Like the timing of it.
Yeah.
They could have pressed Justin's cam a little, like 1 second too soon.
Yeah.
And that's why we missed Xtina in that live moment. But
yeah,
seeing it on here, I was like, oh. And like the pull, whatever that thing is that like wrapped around her leg, she's like pulling it down from Xtina.
Oh, the garter. The garter, yeah.
Obsessed. Casual Kavan Xtina. I'm obsessed.
Oh, yeah. And it's just another reminder, not that we needed one, because I mean, it floats on the timeline weekly, daily, but one of the best performances of all time. Absolutely.
And the new girls these days are just not doing it like they were.
A kiss that has stood the test of time, still shocking, rattling. You know, we come from a stand background, but facts are facts, America. And this changed the world. So
can you believe it's been 20 years?
I can. I feel very like, old and tired.
I feel it.
I feel it in my bones.
I will say watching this, though, it's on YouTube, right? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who knows? Like, it probably is going to be like flagged and float around different accounts for a while. We'll see.
I've got it.
Yeah.
The second that went up, I was like,
yeah.
I learned a lesson after they deleted the entire Wendy YouTube channel. I'm trying to build
Save
an archive here. Yeah.
Get a good lawyer.
It made me feel things in a way that I haven't felt in a while. It was like that Stan, it like,
oh, yeah.
The flame was ignited.
I felt the same way. Like, any new piece of content is always going to like unlock it.
Yeah.
Again, you're like, oh my God.
I don't think we mentioned the Breathe
the
on
Me performance.
Rain performance. Ugh.
Also leaked.
Bitch.
Iconic.
With the extra vocals.
The vocals, the CD skipping, which is iconic.
Yeah.
We had no idea that was happening the whole time.
Nope.
And the jeans. with the back of them. What did they say? No BS? Or what did it say? It was like, it said something. I got to look. In any case, I would have made them in high school had I known.
You make them now.
I could make them now. I wish we had known what her ass said.
Also, is there anyone who looks better in low-rise jeans than Britney Spears? Like, find me one person. Nope. I can't find a single person.
No. Mother to a lot of these girls right
now. Yeah.
Yeah, it really did reignite the flame watching that. And just, it's so wild. Also, you can see like a scattering of people in the audience. They're witnessing
history.
History. They're on the brink of watching something that will change culture. So crazy. And this just would never be pulled off now. Somebody would leak it from their phone. Somebody would. I just feel like we don't get the truly shocking performance anymore that would set the world ablaze in this way because of the lack of access that they had then versus now.
Also, award shows are just different.
Well, that's
like you went there to make the moment.
Yeah.
Now, as an artist, you can make a moment
any old time
on your own, kind of like Taylor's doing. She's making moments every night on tour.
Yeah.
With the Easter eggs and like the wristbands and the
I'll give
purple
her that.
Hue. Like you're
when she has surprise people on stage, that's always a surprise for the most part. Like right when it happens. So that's true.
Oh, I love it.
Loved it.
This is why we do what we do. I miss it.
This is why we stand.
I miss even after seeing the Broadway show, I was like, I miss being in it. You know, like it's fun to sit here and like kiki and you know, but I miss being like in it.
Yep.
I'm getting the itch a little. She's itching.
There are creams for that, but you probably got that from the Broadway seats. I don't know. But
little Neosporin. You know?
And a late-breaking thing, which I guess we'll find out tomorrow if it's true or not. I don't know if you know, but Elton John is about to do his Glastonbury. He says there's 4 surprise guests, and Britney posted like British flags, and there's speculation.
Huh.
And we don't know where she did say she wanted to go to London or something recently, I think.
Yeah. And she does throw people off now with her location.
She does.
Smart. We love that.
We do love that. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we wouldn't know here.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, guys.
If it happened. Oh, my God. Iconic. I can't believe that happened.
And cursing ourselves? Like, literally every week, we're always like, oh, my God, we have this really fun thing that's happening tomorrow. And then it's like.
Well,
BB gets hit with the phone.
One week later, we're like, oh, God. Yeah, kind of. All right. We won't even mention it moving forward.
Because she did also say that one time she's like getting ready to go to New York, and I don't think she ever did.
Maybe
she did. I don't know.
We have no idea. Elusive. Well, there are some people in New York, and there's so many looks hitting the red carpet, the sidewalk.
Yes.
As it is Pride. This is our Pride edition podcast, actually.
Oh, is it?
Mm. Yeah, it's the official weekend. While we're taking a look at the looks coming down the street, or the lack of, I should say, not much clothing. But anyway, I think it's time for a segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
My first pick for this week. Slater did a look recently that is an homage to Lola from Shark Tale.
Uh-huh.
Lola's the fish that's played by Angelina Jolie. She's very cavant, mm-hmm. if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And she did the wig with like the stripes and wore this outfit that kind of like is giving fish scales.
Yep.
Obsessed. This is such a... Also, her tweets have been really funny lately. Like, I mean, they've always been, but... The reference here is so funny, but...
She loves a reference.
Served.
She ate that up.
Yeah.
Well, also in the streets. She filleted it.
Flay!
Flay!
Get it? Like,
not flay. Speaking of...
A Shark Tale. Shark Tale. Queen, where's Car Wash on streaming, please?
And quite literally, as we are recording this, she posted the video showing off the look. Christina Aguilera, our top 2 to the week, is in
that
town.
That fucking wig. 22 inches. 40 inches, probably.
40.
Oh my God, that humidity right now is probably fucking with that so bad.
Yeah.
But slay.
She is wearing a, I don't know what you would call it, a bedazzled metallic body suit. And it's a leather jacket.
It is. That one, like, I'm good look. Mm-hmm. Like, these cat suits with the tits out. It's, like, superhero vibes.
She's very that.
Also, shout out to BB, the tour looks with the cape.
Oh, yeah.
And the, like, the corset with the, like, the metallic.
Absolutely. But Christina's here all weekend doing Pride, kicking things off for us. Stonewall Day, Fighter, performing, rain or shine. And, yeah, looking like a superhero. For the LGBTs.
Kvantina.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, we'll have to see next week what kind of looks the girls pull at the parade, because we'll be a week late to that. So, I'm sure it'll be great, even though it's raining all weekend.
I mean, it's sunny right now. The humidity is like 400%.
Yeah. Any case, some of us are out on the streets. Others are at home scrolling on their phones.
You.
Me. I'm tired. She's tired. I think it's time for a segment we like to call
TikTok Talk.
There is a woman who deserves jail time.
Put her in there with the BB phone thrower, the yes. Ava slapper, and Trump, honestly.
At this point, they've all got to share a cell, because this is upsetting. Gwen Stefani, one-time cool girl, turned Blake Shelton wife, conservative mommy. I don't know what journey we're on right now.
We're all on our own different journey, and that's fine.
Well, some of us need to regress.
We don't have to understand, but we should respect.
Well,
that's my motto.
Respect is about all I will say.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve respect for this TikTok.
Gwen Stefani, in promoting her new single, which is definitely a song, called True Babe, about who else? Blake Shelton.
Oh.
Of course.
Got it.
Did a countdown of her best singles, ignoring Four in the Morning entirely. Ugh. There are no words. But we knew things were going to go south once she put What You Waiting For at number 7.
Well, things went south with the initial caption that says, ranking my songs without knowing what's coming next. It's yeah. the original. It's her video is the original video. I'm like, you made it. You made it. What do you mean you don't know what's next? You made it.
Oh, God. That's a good point.
It literally says GX mix from original sound from Gwen Stefani. You made the mix, sweetie.
I think she's pretty prompted to know what's coming next. But yeah, number 7. Well, okay. In order, we've got number 1, True Babe, which, you know what?
Be for real.
Number 1, Be for Real. Number 2, I actually wouldn't be upset about it if the rest of the list made sense, because I understand that she's doing a very obvious promo for this song.
Right.
So, like, I would almost forgive it if the list looked normal.
Yeah, like, if True Babe was, like, number 7 or well, 8.
I would forgive the stunt of putting it number 1 if the list was correct underneath it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, got it.
Because it's like, we get it. You're going to say your new song's your best song. Fine. But the rest of the list is just as hellish. So we've got number 1, True Babe. Fine. We'll pretend. Number 2, Hollaback Girl.
I mean, bop, but like not 2.
No. Number 3, The Sweet Escape. I do love The Sweet Escape, but it's not.
Not 3.
Not 3. 4, Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Bop.
Bop for sure.
Literally this whole list, by the way.
Yeah, all bop.
Bop, 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 bop.
Except for True Babe.
Except for True Babe. This one also is kind of a weird one to include. Like, I do think of it as an Eve song too, like almost as much. I just feel like,
yeah, they're like
they're sisters. Yeah.
This is her Pretty Girls.
Yes, exactly. 5, Rich Girl.
Bop. But not 5. This is maybe like top 15, not top 5.
Yeah. Rich Girl annoys me. I do have to say it's a bop, but like it annoys me.
Yeah.
Luxurious, 6.
Yeah. No.
7, What You Waiting For? A Crime Against Humanity already. Like, number 8, though.
This is unforgivable.
Cool at number 8. I'm going to need you to retire.
Some would argue that she...
This is...
Number 1.
Disrespectful. It is number 1.
At least top 3 if you want to have the argument. But...
And we don't...
Underneath True Babe?
Oh, let's just round this out. Number 9. Wind it up.
Okay. Fucking bop.
Fucking bop. Disrespectful all around. I don't know. What would our order be? What is your personal order? Because this actually is hard, because they are truly all great. Well, mostly.
I think from this list, Cool goes number 1 for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a Yummy stan.
Yep.
Because it was ahead of its time, I think.
Yummy's not here.
that break that has like the mechanic, like
video
pop. I also love Four in the Morning, like her softer, more like
Four in the Morning and Early Winter being nowhere here.
Oh my god, Early Winter, number 4 or 5 at least.
Absolutely. But of this list, how would you rearrange this?
Okay.
If these are the only options, I think I agree that Cool is number one. As far as personal taste and not anything else,
I would do...
My number two is What You Waiting For.
Yeah. And then I would maybe keep Sweet Escape at 3.
I kind of would too.
I would put Wind It Up higher, honestly.
For 4...
True Babe is definitely 9.
True Babe is 9 easily.
I would also like to just say... And I'm only saying this so that I have an excuse to throw it on our Legends Only playlist, which is something that we do every week. Baby Don't Lie. Mm-hmm. I was a hater, and in hindsight, bop.
So maybe True underrated. Babe will be our number one in 10 years.
Yeah. Well,
she was right all along.
No, because the comment sections are like, we're not alone in this.
No, so it is not. It is not good. It is not good. Then I would go Holla Back Girl, Wind It Up, Luxurious, True Babe.
There's so many like bop. Yeah, it's Crash hard. Crash is a bop.
But if we're talking about singles.
Right. Bubble Pop Electric. Bop.
The Real Thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, she failed the assignment. She failed us. We deserve an apology.
Where would you put Slow Clap?
1.
It's fine.
It hasn't been fine for a few years, to be honest.
Are they back on The Voice together?
No, he left for good.
Oh.
After 23 seasons, he's finally... Oh, yeah, because I
so
just...
So it's been on for 23 years? No.
No, that's not how that works.
They do twice a year,
twice
right?
Twice a year, yeah.
Jeez, I was like...
2011, what? I want to say.
Oh.
She's in this season, then leaving again. I know this because I do the updates for work with like who's in, who's out. They announced not only fall, but then spring 2024. I'm like, can you relax?
Yeah.
Why are you already announcing judges for the next season?
Advertisers. That's why.
It's insane. But it's a mix of Gwen, Chance the Rapper.
Corporate brain just kicked in.
Mm-hmm, Niall Horan. And for the first time ever, a double seat in spring 2024 for the duo Dan and Shay. The seat looks like so ridiculous. It's like,
is it like a love seat?
Basically.
Yeah.
With like a divider in between them.
Huh.
I guess if you're having a duo, that's kind of fun, but it's a country duo, so I'm bored.
Yeah.
If it was Ali and AJ, that would be fun. Anyway, yeah, first double swivel incoming. But what if
are they going to have two buttons?
Right, like what if
they're going to have to fight over the button?
One starts turning and the other isn't, so it's like it crashes in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, Gwen.
Gwen.
Baby Don't Lie, 2014, damn.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, the only other thing that has been all over my TikTok is the submersible situation, which
everyone became an expert in underwater journeys.
Yeah, I honestly have learned a lot.
I've learned a ton. And as a shark stan and ocean stan,
yeah.
I did appreciate the learning from this. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, horrific incident. It's the only thing.
It was bad for her.
It was everywhere. It truly captured, I think, because of the, well, there's a lot of factors as to why it was very much everywhere, but I've never, you know, sometimes you get those news events where the entire world is enraptured and fascinated and horrified. And this was definitely one of those. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've learned not to go down in devices made of carbon fiber. I've learned that when we talk about breaking the rules to create submersibles, that's not a good thing. We can break rules in like other ways, but mm-hmm. not safety protocols. I've learned that it was even an option to go. I didn't know you could pay to go for a cheap $250,000. I learned that $250,000 to a billionaire is the equivalent of 3 Subway sandwiches for somebody making $80,000. So that was 3 Subway sandwiches worth of an investment to a billionaire.
Drop in the buck. Oh.
We cannot say anything on this podcast.
No, we can't.
I've learned a lot about biology.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I still can't.
Always under pressure.
Learned a lot about pressure.
I was watching Mythbuster episodes. Yep. I was watching documentaries. I was like watching all these videos about the fish that live down. I went into a whole entire deep dive. No.
Oh, not a deep dive.
Not a deep dive.
Not a deep dive. Were you a Titanic boy?
No.
Oh, right. You didn't even see the movie.
No, I did see the movie.
Oh, you did see the movie.
Did I tell this? I think I told everyone the story.
You did see the movie.
Yeah, I went to the theater. I left during the scene with like the thing, so I was like embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, they're like having sex. And, and then I cried at the end when they all drowned. I was like,
right,
sobbing.
Right.
Traumatizing.
Right, right, right. Very.
Yeah. Maybe this is where my fear of theaters come
from. I also feel like it holds up like that. At least the destruction like really holds up. It is still very scary and jarring and like horrifying.
The scene where they're laying in the bed and like they
Not. I will say, did you watch James Cameron's interviews?
Yes, every single one.
A lot of respect for him. I thought, you know, you might think of him as somebody who just like capitalized on a tragedy and made this huge movie, but also he's extremely knowledgeable about this stuff. He's gone down over 30 times and it seems like he has a real respect for the industry of it all.
The ocean. It's like that Beverly Hills scene where she's like, look at this big wide ocean. It's going to be here before when we're all gone.
Spilled.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the one TikTok of the 3D model that was like sloping down and down and down and down, showing how deep the ocean goes?
Oh, yes. It was like five of the world's tallest buildings in a row. Yeah.
And like the Marinara Trench or like whatever that was.
Not the Marinara Trench. Just bring down some spaghetti. It's a meal.
That shit's so deep. And that was lower than
the Titanic. It goes deep.
Yeah. Well,
I'm fascinated by it. I mean, it's a horrific thing that happened. It did actually end up making me learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
About a lot of stuff. I have even less interest in going down to the Titanic.
No.
I was certain I didn't want to, and now I'm more certain. To pay for it is especially, like, you would not pay me the $250,000. I don't think I could do it.
Mm-mm. Especially now, like with VR, just that was the other thing about TikTok comments. Everyone's like, I just got the free trip.
Yeah.
Just watched it.
I try and wrap my head around like needing to be 20 feet from it versus just seeing the stunning visuals that we have already. Like, I'm okay. I'm sure it is a very moving and emotional experience, but I don't need to do it.
No. Is there anything on your bucket list that is
nothing
daring?
Yeah, nothing in the terms of like, you couldn't pay me to skydive. You couldn't pay me a deep dive to the Titanic. Even as I love sharks, I don't want to swim with them. I'm good.
Oh, like the cage?
I don't think I need that.
No.
I'm set.
I want to swim with dolphins so bad.
I would snorkel.
Yeah.
But I don't think I need to be in a cage with anything. I don't have any like particularly adrenaline exhilarating bucket list things. I think I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I've never been that person. I've never wanted to. Skydiving especially confuses me.
Not for me. I have a weird thing with heights now after, you know, my head injuries.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I was feeling things when I was on the balcony for Ava Max. I was like, I gotta get down. That's a little too high for me.
I've just never been like, I wish I could get out of this plane and just feel that for a while.
Yeah.
No. I try and nope. So no, that's not in my list at all.
I want to go snorkeling or like scuba diving at the Great Barrier Reef.
Yes, like that.
I would scuba dive.
Yes,
but you can do that in a pool too. Like they can teach you like training classes, and you could just pretend.
I think that would be colorful and beautiful and lovely. All your fish friends in one place.
Oh my God, with all the turtles, I could cry literally thinking about it. Like they said in Shark Tale, fish are friends, not food. Don't eat. Barking at the oh my God, that would be they should do Shark Tale live, like that episode of The Simple Life with the turtle.
Honestly, Broadway is calling.
And Paris and Nicole are like, that was sexual. And like, has anyone died? And it's just the mermaids swimming, but it's Shark Tale.
I love that idea. Let's make it happen. You're on Broadway now.
Live action Shark Tale when? Someone greenlight that.
Exactly. If Lion King can have their moment, so can Shark Tale. Well.
When does Meg 2 come out? I want to see it.
I think August.
Not sponsored.
I'm going to see it, but I'm upset. That's my stance. I want it to be scary.
Maybe it will be.
I don't think so.
You know they're going to make a movie about this, probably.
Oh, my second thought was that James Cameron is like, taking phone calls.
Probably.
We've got the sequel idea finally.
I mean, we all know how it ends.
At least it was a millisecond.
That we know.
That we know. Let's hope.
Anyway.
Anyway.
This is where my brain all week was like, wait.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about it all the time. Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you imagine Wendy's reaction to all this? Oh, my God.
I think about this every day. The BB phone throwing. This. I mean, every single thing. I think.
Wendy.
What would she say?
Covering the submersible would be.
For days.
The most important coverage of
every
our time.
Single. Because there would have been 4 days of it.
I'm not getting in there. The killer could be in there. it would be good.
She would have said, I think she needs to go under the jail for the BB phone thrower.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it was Father's Day.
Oh, my God.
It was. I forgot that happened.
Yeah. And, like, there was, like, the dad of, like, his kid on there.
I wasn't thinking about that. Oh. I was thinking about our next topic.
Oh, my God. I thought it was, like, Brad.
No.
Sensitive. Oh, it is our next topic.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, so we're gonna turn the submarine left.
God almighty. This is we can't.
I'm already going to hell, so like it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. What are we gonna do? Go down deeper into hell? It's like we're already there.
Okay, so I have to stand J-Lo, everybody.
This is big for you.
This is big for me. So J-Lo posted a Father's Day Instagram of a thirst trap of her now husband, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And I was like, hot.
This,
and she knows it.
This is the reporting the people come for.
Yeah.
She does know it.
Like, she knows it. She cropped it.
She knows
like,
it.
She cropped it enough where it's like, hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always think it's like so attractive on a guy when it's like, you see enough, but not everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's like a little like
a suggestion
yeah.
of a happy trail, but not like
right.
the full.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like a little button open with a little bit of chest hair is like a vibe, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. I know it well.
Like, it's writing your social strategy right now.
Right. Reel it in.
J-Lo.
Reel it in. Yeah.
Reel it in. I bet they wish they could. Oh, God.
Oh. Anyway, speaking of fathers, you got a special message.
Oh, my God. Okay. Shout out to listener Johnny for this message.
Mm-hmm. This is a flash from the past.
Yeah. So I got a very special message from Chigs.
I am with Chigs. And he's still thinking about you, Kyle, after all these years. But she might still love you.
Mmm, the flavor. Hi, T. Kyle. Love you.
For those of you who may be new or unaware, Chigs was a contestant on British Bake Off the season previous.
Yeah. He's the reason why I started watching because I was like, oh, man, he's so handsome.
Right.
And yeah. So we got that message from him a while back.
Yeah.
Which everyone thought, there was some, not everyone, some people thought that I paid for a cameo and lied.
Right.
And I was like, you know me at this point. Like,
right.
If I did get a cameo, I would tell you that it was cameo. Like,
right. And now we've AI'd his voice, so we can
no,
use him.
Yeah. I was so shook by this.
This is really sweet. He loves you. It's getting serious.
Well, where's my passport?
Well, where is
also,
it?
Also, like, do we think he...
I don't think so.
I mean, neither. The radar's not... blip up radar
really on this day
my gaydar is not blipping and it's usually like pretty spot on.
Yeah,
there's never been a blip.
we've got to keep going.
I just need to hit stop on the recorder.
It's bad for her. Anyway, we've got some new music coming up to discuss.
Yeah, we do.
That seems like a safe space.
I think that's a great segment to switch into.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would like to mention an album.
Mention it all.
By Coi Leray. The
album
is
like a fish.
Oh. Anyway. The album is called Coi. Oh, now I get Coi, like Coi fish.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
The other thing I was thinking too is like my brain is so fried with references that I have trouble forming like full sentences now.
No, it's only references just connected in between each other.
Okay, so anywho, this is Koi with a C, C-O-I.
Mm-hmm.
The album's out. I'm still digging into it.
Mm-hmm.
But the single that is out now is Make My Day with David Guetta. Fucking bop.
Bop.
And she's serving Kavan.
Well, yes. That she is.
Tell these bitches they ain't fucking with me. Do you really want to test me?
And of course, she's also on that Anne-Marie Baby Don't Hurt Me, David Guetta as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's a Guetta girly.
Guetta girl.
Get it, girl. Get a girl. Get it. Get it. There's also another new album out.
Yes, that's right.
Kim Petras is out with her new album, Feed the Beast.
Feed the Beast, allegedly debut album.
Oh, I did see that. And I was like, right? Did I forget something?
There was like Clarity and the Halloween.
Oh, album. So good. Beast. How dare you?
Yeah, she's here.
I want to shout out the one track, Uh-Oh.
Uh-Oh.
That's the one that's standing out for me right now.
Uh-Oh is that track, to be honest.
I see a lot of people saying Claws.
I've seen that.
Their fave.
King of Hearts, she did live.
Ooh, I'm liking that one too.
Mm-hmm. Castle in the Sky. We now have Coconuts and Hit It from the Back on an album.
Coconuts really is just so good.
It's an anthem.
Yeah.
It's actually a mishmash of like a lot of things that have come out. Alone with Nicki Minaj. There's Unholy as a bonus track. It is kind of like wrapping up everything she's done up to this point a little bit. Putting mm-hmm. Put a bow on it. So yeah, it's a little bittersweet because I know that I've seen a lot of people say that they listened to the leaked Problematic album that was going to come before this or was the planned album. And there are songs missing and bops that people are missing. But, you know, this is the project that she wanted to put out. She just had a release party.
I do also want to shout out the Today Show performance.
Oh, right.
She wore Fergie doing a cartwheel. Yeah. On her shirt. Very much appreciated that.
We love that reference.
Who is going to wear the Hilary Duff reference next?
Mm-hmm.
Or Janice Huff?
Right.
We need to get Janice Huff a t-shirt. That
is
Hilary
Duff. Pod
immediately. I love Janice Huff.
We need an hour with Huff.
Like actual New York City. Like if you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She is like our weather woman. We must protect her.
We must.
From the storms.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not even aware of the memes from their own show.
No.
I'm sure of it.
The Today Show stage.
Iconic.
It's like it needs a deep dive. There's so much that has happened.
It's true.
Gum has been thrown. Wheels have been carted.
Wheels have been carted. Love has been whiffed.
Yeah. Pussycat Dolls have done high kicks.
Yeah.
I also have two more little things that I would like to recommend. The first is a song called Prada Princess by Honey, and I'm going to probably butcher these names. I apologize. Ale Araya and Varden, who's a producer that I follow on TikTok. And this is like a Kavanti housey. This would be perfect for like a rooftop daytime pool, shaking your tits vibe, sunset vibes. And then also Boys Like Girls are back with mm-hmm. a little like dual EP. There's a song called Blood and Sugar on it.
Mm.
Bop.
Sugar and Spice rebranded.
Yeah. Oh my God, they should do this.
They should.
Also, I will say, speaking of Sugar and Spice, they got that vitamin water promo.
Yeah.
And I was kind of giggling that Spice had the bottle that said zero sugar. I don't know if that was
that's
like intentional,
genius,
but
actually.
I was like, that's funny. Like,
yeah.
Get your coin, bitch.
Get your coin, bitch. It. And they both did solo accounts.
Yeah.
Did they launch solo accounts?
Mm-hmm.
New era. Speaking of duos, actually, we do have the Barbie movie incoming, and we have the Barbie soundtrack, and every week we're getting a new track, and now we've got the ringtone everyone's been waiting for. Weighing in at a sturdy 1 minute 50 seconds.
47, isn't it?
47. No. I'm so sorry. That those extra 3 seconds actually would be too much. Nicki Minaj, Ice Spice, Barbie Girl, Flip, you know...
What was that?
You've heard it on TikTok, and you've heard the whole song there, because that's...
Yeah.
Pretty much exactly what it is. I do have to shout, I like Ice Spice's section the most, including, I'm dragging her so she bawled a bit. I do like that line.
Yeah, that's a good line.
That's a good line. Where are we drawing the line? Because this is getting insane.
I have two thoughts, but I'm like, how honest do you want me to be?
Well, I don't know either.
Okay, so the one thing I will say, I wish that they took the Barbie girl sample that's mm-hmm. underneath and gave it its own like 16 bar count, then had Ice Spice come in without the sample underneath it mm-hmm. to it almost feels that they crammed everything, like they took all the layers and went boom. So like I would have pulled the sample out so I could be like, I'm a bop, you know, like yeah. dance to that and then hit the Ice Spice verse.
I mean, I guess my thing is just like, we've heard this song yeah. already on TikTok. Like,
also, I couldn't not think of like the Ava Max song too, like the Barbie Girl
not
sample.
Your Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is all going to be like really fun in the movie, I'm sure. And like all makes sense as a soundtrack. There's all these Barbie references. And we still have Ava's song coming. Yeah. I like the visuals. Like the Barbie.
Oh, yeah. Girl. Hannah Lux Davis did it.
She's so Barbie.
She's like iconic. She does yeah. like all the Ariana videos.
Yep. And that's not the only duo. We also have triumphant Bebe Rexha.
Yeah.
Loud Luxury. If Only I.
If Only I.
I?
What?
I'm just saying. Never mind. I'm going. Never mind. I.
I. Oh. Like EYE.
This is just too much. Honestly, a bop though. She's conquered this. EDM queen.
Yeah, we just need one in a million now.
You're one in a I actually downloaded the remix to play because I was remembering Miss Congeniality.
Oh, bop.
So good.
Honestly, that was like my gay awakening, I feel. Like I wanted to be in that movie that and perform yeah. One in a Million.
That was definitely foundational.
Yeah. Like downloading it off Kazaa.
Oh, yeah.
And being like, I want to be up there. I want to do that.
And my dad getting mad at me because in a related move, I downloaded the Bring It On soundtrack. And it said like...
Anywhere USA. Yep.
And it was called like Palm Mix, but it looked like it said porn. And he saw it on my computer. He was like, porn? It says Palm Mix. No, I'm just really gay. Don't worry.
Palm piece of me?
Palm confirmed. Yes. We actually have a supersized after show
where we discussed
even more. We have two big releases. Actually, no, one big release, which is Kelly Clarkson's Chemistry and Kylie Minogue's takeover of New York City, including K2 Euphoria, Horsemeat Disco, and my intimate and live experience with Kylie at the Tension album listening party, which I talk all about, including talking with Kylie herself. We've got a lot.
I mean, not to hype up the after show, but like, this was a good story.
She's
like,
thick. Yeah, this week. She's... we're just in a silly, goofy mood, and blame pride.
Honestly, we have to be.
We do.
After the trauma.
Honestly.
Speaking of, this could be a little TikTok talk. Jamie Lee Curtis, did you see that meme that was going around of the woman diving into the pool on like that cruise ship? And there was like, Jamie Lee Curtis is having a blast. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, that was really funny.
They've called her Jamie Lee Curtis, like the dancer as well, who resembles her after, it's like, you know, after landing the Activia deal. And it's this woman who's like dancing hard at the Pussycat Dolls dance studio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see Pink going viral lately again for being flung all over stadiums again.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, this looks so funny.
I can never unsee the Dorinda. BravoCon
yeah.
tweet. Like, it fucking sends me.
Well, she gets sent all over the arena.
Dorinda got sent to St. Bart's. That's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The girls trip happened.
Hope they bring their A game.
Wow. Yes. Well, the conversation certainly continues.
It does.
We're going to get into the new Kelly album, the promo, Kylie.
Kylie meets Kelly.
Yeah.
All of that. In the live show. The live show. The after show.
And if you would like to listen to the after show, which is a show that we do after this one mm-hmm. every single week, patreon.com/... Coughing? Yeah. Coughing during my plug? Shoot him. It is patreon.com/legendsonly. And you can listen to, we have 41 after shows now. 20.
Each one more important than the last.
Honestly, they've been like getting yeah. like more and more and more and more like
yeah.
tea yeah. and like glue and like, anyway, There's those. There's also 24 live chats and dozens at this point of bonus episodes on there. So if you would like to support us and support the pod, you can go over there and be a legend or an icon. You can support us directly and you can change your subscription at any time. We very much appreciate your support. We are independent. And yeah.
That's right. Sexy single solo podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been listening to more podcasts lately. And at the end, there's always like a credit list of like a lot of people. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, wow.
It's just.
We're kind of doing that.
We're kind of doing that.
Yeah.
No podcast team as on And Just Like That, which has put me in such a foul mood.
Oh, your one Instagram story was so like horrendous writing. Atrocious.
Show of the year.
Can't keep
it's like I it's this duality of like it is such a train wreck and I need 800 seasons of it. Awful. And a big part of the show is about her fucking podcast. So it's so funny to see what they perceive as a podcast. It's like not real life at all. I don't want to give too many spoilers and you haven't seen any of the show, so it doesn't really matter. But basically, she's a sex columnist years ago, a relationship columnist. And this whole plot of episode 2 was that they tried to give her ads to do in between commercial breaks and
cause box.
And then they are like, and this one's for like vaginal dryness or wellness or whatever. And she is so scandalized the whole episode trying to rewrite it for herself that eventually it's too late and the podcast flops and everyone gets fired in the company because the podcast failed to generate enough income. She like desperately needed to do this ad to keep the lights on.
Playground Spawn Con.
Playground Spawn. It's just like, do you really believe doing a podcast called Sex in the City? And you're too scared to do a vaginal wellness app. Like, be serious.
Wait, is that really what they called
yeah.
her podcast in there? Sex mm-hmm. in the City?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I.
And just like that.
Michael Patrick King, when I see your ass, he's the creator of the show.
Oh.
It's such a mess.
But everyone's talking about it.
They've done it again. It's like rage clicks and outlandish behavior.
And I saw the Kim Cattrall news.
Wait. You don't know about the opening of the show, which
no.
I feel like I needed you to see.
What is this on again?
Max.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if I'll spoil it then for you, but it's the opening of season 2.
Oh.
It is.
You can spoil it.
Oh, yeah, spoiler warning ahead, but you should watch it by now. It's all the main characters having sex with their respective partners to the sound of Britney's Hold Me Closer. The entire song, they're all fucking.
Oh.
Like it goes to like each person coming out of the bathroom in their, you know, lingerie.
Is that where in the pool? I saw the meme.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is Miranda tits out in the pool to Britney's Hold Me Closer.
Well, I mean, promo is promo.
Promo.
Someone's
it was just
doing
jarring.
It
was the whole song and they're all fucking iconic. But that was fun. That like I had hope from that because that was great. And then things happened.
Just like that.
And just like that, we're back to the same bullshit. Mimi, I'm first. Same Mimi. Yeah, this show's a wild ride. Anyway.
I'm excited for the Kim Cattrall moment, though. Even though it's kind of a bummer that it got spoiled.
Yeah. I've heard rumors that she spoiled it, which is kind of a fierce power play.
Oh.
She's like, yeah. It will help people tune in, though. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think a lot of people don't watch this show because she's not in it. So I think maybe it'll help. Yeah. I probably will cry when she's on screen. Because she's such a big part of the show. And when to see her in character, which we haven't seen her in character in years, so.
No. Because she filmed separately, right?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, it's kind of iconic.
The requirements were very iconic. They're basically like a restraining order. None like of the other girls
Sheena
could be around.
And Raquel, uh-huh. like 100 feet away.
Yes. She's basically recording in her trailer.
Yeah, eating Sun Chips.
Yes. It's like one phone call briefly, but it'll be enough. I don't know why they don't do Samantha in London. Like Emily in Paris. Like, I do think there's a spinoff to be said about the character.
Well, they've opened the door.
They have.
Mm-hmm.
They cut a fat check, I'm sure.
As they should.
Absolutely.
She's like the most iconic part.
I know.
And I don't even watch.
I know. It's been real funny watching Sarah Jessica do interviews and be like, yep, and she is back for a scene. Yep, I was the executive producer, so I did have say in that. Yes.
Cut her off. Cut her mic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so crazy.
So crazy. All right.
Anyway, and just like that.
And just like that, we got to thinking, hey, yeah, we should go celebrate Pride by yeah, doing nothing.
Shout out to all of our podcast sponsors, our Legends Only fans on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for keeping the lights on.
Yeah, vaginal wellness ad next.
Oh my gosh, you imagine?
I would do it.
Honestly, at this point, I'll do whatever. Like,
I don't even think it's weird at all just to be like,
I want
to
travel.
Anything sexual health related is like, why not?
Yeah, well, you can talk about that. I would just be like, I would like a SponCon that's like a travel thing. Like, go somewhere to
like
a
visit
show.
Iceland.
Well, yeah, but like, if there's like a cool hip hotel and they'll like give me a room and I can go and like review the room and the experience and oh, then the festival or like some kind of like, you know, experience that got I it, can talk
Coachella
about.
With the gummy bear vitamins. You oh could be sponsored
God,
and do that. Yeah.
And then we'll start feuding.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Head on over to the after show. It's literally like double this episode.
Yep.
Because we did already record it. And then record this outro. So, yeah. Anyway, have a great week.
Happy Pride.
Keep your phones in your fucking pockets.
Keep your hands to yourselves. Yeah. Stay in the crowd.
And sing the words if you know the fucking song.
Yeah. Make good choices.
Or don't. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Stream Bottom of the Ocean by Miley Cyrus. No.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.